Welcome in, everybody. You're listening to Penguin Radio right here at radio.dominican.edu. It's an overcast day here at Penguin Field. The rain has halted long enough for us to get this doubleheader in as the Penguins here at Dominican University of California welcome in the Humboldt State Jacks. Welcome inside the broadcast booth, everybody. Forrest Hunt alongside Ethan Estrada. And, well, Ethan, we had a couple of games on Friday rained out, and yesterday the Penguins games were rained out, but today the rain has held off long enough. We've actually had some sunshine here in San Rafael.
That's one of the disappointing things about baseball and softball is the fact that you can't play in the rain. But nonetheless, we are getting ready, and hopefully it'll be a good game. Two good games against the Jacks.
For the Lumberjacks, they will face Rosa Liguria. She's 1-2 with a 6.16 ERA. The starter for the Penguins on the hill here today, who are wearing their home yellows and black pants, and these are by far my favorite uniform combo, as you know, Ethan. And the Jacks are wearing the top greens and the black pants here today on the road at Penguin Field. Rosa Liguria will face the center fielder Hannah Holland, the second baseman Danica Greer, and hitting third the catcher Michaela Harris. In the cleanup spot in right field, Mariah Calamaris. Hitting fifth, the DP Riley Carlier, and hitting sixth at short, Joanna Mullins. The bottom third of the lineup is Mariah Tovar over at first base, Haley Suter at third, and Isla Haley in left field for the Jacks as the Penguins surround Liguria in the circle. In climbs Hannah Holland, and we're about ready to get this one underway here today.
And it should be a good one. Liguria in the circle. She is not your typical pitcher. She won't pound you with fastballs. She's going to throw a lot of junk. She's going to mix in a ton of breaking balls and a bunch of changeups, and she hopes that you're out in front. And when she gets you out in front, that's when she is her most successful.
Overcast and muggy here in San Rafael. Not much wind so far here today. A little bit of fog covering Mount Tam in the distance. Ethan, first time we've seen that. Usually a bright and sunny day. And you can see the peak of Mount Tam, but not today. Left-handed center fielder Hannah Holland climbs into the batter's box from the left side as Liguria looks in. Her first pitch is hit on the ground to right side, off the glove of Haley Cheek and into right field. So that's how this one gets underway.
And that is not how you wanted to start. You need, the defense needs to make plays behind Liguria because she's going to pitch to contact with all of her changeups and breaking balls. So the defense needs to be on point in order to take down Humboldt here in game number one.
Officially an E1 over at first base by Haley Cheek. So Holland is aboard. And in steps Danica Greer. She takes a first pitch called strike. Throw down to second is not in time. And Holland has a stolen base. So right away, Hannah Holland off and running. And the Jacks have a runner in scoring position. And the count is 0-1 to Danica Greer, the right-handed hitting second baseman.
And that was a fantastic jump. Knowing Liguria is not going to be throwing a fastball, you have plenty of time to make your way down to second base. And especially with Holland's speed, she got down there in a blink of an eye.
When you hit it right on the nose, Liguria, not a lot of fastballs in early so far in this game. Two pitches and two breaking balls. One was hit hard, one a called strike. As Greer squares around and bunts it foul down the third baseline. I believe the count is 0-2, and on the scoreboard they have 1-1, but the first pitch breaking ball, Ethan, was right down the middle. David Verratta's behind home plate calling balls and strikes. Skylar Brown in the field. You'd have to imagine it's 0-2. He did not hold up the count, so we'll have to see. Holland at second. Nobody out here in the top of the first. Penguins and Jacks. Here's the pitch from Liguria. Scoring around and taking a pitch off the outside corner was Danica Greer.
Well, I think it is 2-1 because it would be kind of interesting if Humboldt would be bunting with an 0-2 count.
The first pitch was a breaking ball right down Broadway. Verratos may have peaked to look at the runner stealing second. Our home plate umpire. 2-1 the count officially to Danica Greer with a runner at second and nobody out. Top of the first inning. Home of the 2-1 is Liguria. It's lined softly to short. Waltman makes the catch. One gone here in the top of the first.
And we've had David Rontos behind the home plate for a whole bunch of the game ones here at Penguin Field. So we're actually very familiar with his strike zone. His strike zone doesn't give a lot of leeway on that outside corner, but he loves calling strikes on that inner half of the plate to right-handed hitters.
Here's the catcher, Michaela Harris, right-handed hitter with a runner at second base and one out. No score, top of the first. Liguria toes the rubber, looks into Alexis Chinchilla. First pitch to Harris is chopped at the batter's box and may have gotten a piece of Harris, and the count is 0-1. Holland reached on the first pitch of the game, hit a line drive, one hopper to Haley Cheek over at first base. She could not handle it, hit off the glove, and went into right field. Ruled an error up here in the booth, officially.
And then again, we're probably more harsh than what the official scores are.
Probably right. Liguria into the windup, her 0-1 pitch to Harris is a breaking ball off the outside corner, 1-1. And just as you mentioned, Verato's not much leeway, not much give on that outside black.
No, he is going to call a bunch on that inside corner, though. So if Liguria finds a way to start spotting the changeups or the breaking stuff that starts at the hip and ends on the inside corner, it'll be a long day for Humboldt.
Here's the 1-1 from Liguria to Harris. That's high and away. Two balls and one strike to the three-hole hitter, Michaela Harris. And David Verratos does sit over the inside shoulder of the catcher on the inside part of the plate to right-handed hitters, Ethan. That may be why.
That is actually fundamental umpiring.
Well, you've taken the classes, you know, as Liguria's 2-1 pitch is skied to right center field. Schumacher going back along with Mott, who reaches up to make the catch. Two away. Tagging from second and going to third is Hannah Holland.
Isn't it nice to have two defensive outfielders like Schumacher and Mott? Because if there was anybody else in right field, that's probably a gapper. And with Holland's speed, she scores easily from second base. But fantastic base running right there by Holland, tagging up on the deep fly ball, knowing that Mott had her back to the infield, knowing that she, with her speed, she'd make it to third base quite easily.
Almost like having two center fielders out there for the Penguins. So here's the cleanup hitter, Mariah Calamaris, hitting with a runner at third. Two gone. Liguria's first pitch hit in the air to right. That sends Mott back. She reaches up and makes the catch two steps in front of the wall. And that'll end the inning. Peyton Mott very active here in the top of the first. We go to the home half. Christensen, Schumacher, Reyes, and the rest of the Penguin lineup. When we come back, you're listening to Penguin Softball right here on radio.dominican.edu. After half, no score. Bottom of the first inning, no score. Maddie Christensen, Mackenzie Schumacher, Caritza Reyes, top of the order for the Penguins. Juliana Santos, Penguins head coach, giving handshakes all the way around. They'll be followed by Alyssa Ramirez at third, Daylon Dennis, the DP, and Peyton Mott in right. Bottom third of the lineup goes Haley Cheek at first, Chinchilla behind the plate, and Alyssa Waltman rounds out the lineup at shortstop. He'll face Taylor Proctor for the Jacks. Into the windup, her first pitch to Maddie Christensen is on the outside corner, and that one's called a strike, nothing and one.
Christensen has been fantastic for the Penguins. She pretty much leads the team in all but one category, and that one category is doubles, where she has four, just behind the team lead, five.
Proctor's 0-1 pitch to Christensen is a fastball upstairs, taken 1-1. Christensen hitting .318 with three home runs and 17 driven in so far this year. Proctor's 1-1 pitch to Christensen, chopped on the ground to short. Mullins picks it up and fires the first, one gone.
Nice play right there by Joanna Mullins. Didn't really get it fully in. The glove was kind of hanging out a little bit, but she was able to not panic. That's the big thing when you're an infielder. Don't panic, because when you panic, bad things happen. Right there, she kept her composure. She made the nice routine play over to first base.
Here's Mackenzie Schumacher, the center fielder, hitting .274. Does not have a home run this year, but three driven in. She's always a threat to bunt. The first pitch from Proctor is a fastball called a strike on the outside corner, and it's nothing and one.
So far from Proctor, seeing two pitches, a fastball and a rise ball. Haven't really seen a breaking ball yet, but I'm sure that's to come.
Corners are in for the Jacks. Here's the 0-1 from Proctor as Schumacher runs up on it and takes high and away. A ball and a strike on Mackenzie Schumacher with Caritza Reyes on deck. One out. Bottom of the first here at Penguin Field, no score. Game one of two today. Proctor's 1-1 pitch. Schumacher chops it on the ground to second. Fielded by Greer. Throw to first, not in time. The speed for Schumacher too much. She has an infield hit.
And that's where she's dangerous. And you know, she probably won't run right here on the first pitch. Probably trying to gauge or time Proctor's windup and release. But once she gets it timed, she is definitely a threat to steal. Every single time she steps on first base, it's almost an automatic double.
10 for 10 stolen bases and attempts this year for Mackenzie Schumacher. So here's Reyes hitting .241. Proctor out of the windup. Her first pitch, Reyes squares around, takes outside. Schumacher was off and running on the first pitch. The throw down, not in time. Stolen base for Mackenzie Schumacher. Make that 11 for 11.
But that probably was the closest one that she had to deal with. A fantastic tag by Mullins after a fantastic throw by Harris.
Runner in scoring position for the Penguins with just one out. Reyes at the plate. Pitch from Proctor is high.
And even though Christensen leads the team in RBIs, if you're a Penguin fan, this is who you want up, because Caritza Reyes will give you a professional at-bat. She's going to grind along with the pitcher and try to put the ball in play.
Reyes has driven in five this year. The 2-0 pitch popped up right side. Tovar calls for it. Standing on the first base, Chuck makes the catch.
That is very unlike her, swinging at basically the third pitch of the at-bat. She usually waits till about the fourth or fifth, especially in a 2-0 count. It's a bit interesting. You usually don't see hitters swing at a 2-0 pitch. They usually take that pitch and wait for either the 3-1 or the 2-1.
In climbs a cleanup hitter. The third baseman, Alyssa Ramirez, the first pitch swinging. She fouls it down the third baseline. Schumacher at second, two outs. No score, bottom of the first here at Penguin Field. Game one of two, and it seems like forever since we've been here. Had a home game scheduled last Friday. It was canceled due to rain. Again. That's three or four times this year. Penguins have gotten unlucky with the weather. Proctor's 0-1 pitch to Ramirez. She squares around, takes high and away. There goes Schumacher. Throw down the third in time. Schumacher thrown out trying to steal third. No score through one. 5-6-7 spots due up for Humboldt. And Ethan Estrada on the play-by-play when we come back right here on Penguin Radio.
You are listening to Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu and 102.3 FM as the Dominican University of California Penguins are taking on the Humboldt Lumberjacks here in game one of a softball doubleheader. Ethan Estrada and Forrest Hunt bringing you this one on this humid, cloudy day. It's not even cool.
No, it's not. I wore pants today, and that was the wrong decision.
Carlier will step in to face Liguria in a nothing-nothing game here in the top of the second inning. First pitch to Carlier is a curveball called a ball. So far, not a lot of give out of David Verontos, the home plate umpire.
No, we've seen a couple of strikes called on that outside corner, all on fastballs so far. So if you want that outside corner, you better throw the heater.
The 1-0 pitch from Liguria. There's a good changeup right across the belt for strike number one. And that's what Liguria needed. She just needed to get that called strike. She's going to get some swings and misses, and she's definitely going to get some balls put in play. It's whether or not she can give the called strike. The 1-1 pitch, line drive into right field. Mott is there, and she'll kind of handcuff it, but nonetheless, it's out number one.
And half the batters that Liguria has faced so far, she's thrown a first pitch strike to. Wasn't so lucky in that at bat to Carlier, but you ask any pitching coach or any pitcher, any manager, the most important pitch in an at bat is strike one. It doesn't matter what pitch it is, strike one, then you work from there. So that's the most important thing for Rosa Liguria today. And if she's going to be working that outside corner, you have to mix it up, maybe bring that breaking ball up a little bit so you get that strike call.
Now stepping in will be the shortstop, Joanna Mullins. The first pitch from Liguria misses on the inside corner with another breaking ball. Called a ball, one ball and no strikes. And the interesting part about the Lumberjacks' approach is they're hitting it the other way most of the time. Peyton Mott's definitely getting her day's work here in the first two innings. The 1-0 pitch way down and in with a breaking ball. Chinchilla able to block it, but with nobody on base, it really doesn't matter. Two balls and no strikes.
Yeah, well, that's what you're taught to do as well. With breaking balls, especially as many as Liguria throws, start the other way. Start down that right field line if you're a right-handed hitter and work your way back. If they hang it, then you can pull it. But anything that she throws middle away or down, you have to take it the other way.
2-0 pitch, line drive over the head of Waldman at short and into the left center field gap. Reyes will corral it off the wall. The relay into second base. There won't even be a throw from Waldman. So Joanna Mullins lines a double. And that is a dangerous situation with one out.
Well, that's a perfect example. You know, we saw it in the first at-bat with Carlier. She got a breaking ball low and away, flew out to right. That's the approach you want to have. And there, Mullins, she got a hanger. And what did she do? She slapped it in the left center field. That's what we're talking about, working the whole field with that approach to a breaking ball.
Now stepping in will be Mariah Tovar, the left-handed hitting first baseman for the Jacks. Now with a runner at second and one out, Liguria faced a similar situation, but it was a runner at second and nobody out. So now let's see if she can get out of this one. The first pitch to Tovar, called a strike on the outside corner with another breaking ball. Kind of spun that one back into the strike zone.
Yeah, she was hoping it would come back, and it didn't. I think Alexis Chinchilla should get a lot of credit there, too, making that thing a strike.
The 0-1 pitch from Liguria to Tovar, inside and high for ball one. Missed with that fastball.
And she was able to get out of the first inning with a runner in scoring position and nobody out. Got a couple of fly balls to right. Gotta have some help from your defense here and trust him if you're Rosa Liguria.
Pitch to contact. The 1-1 pitch to Tovar over the outside corner. That one spun back in. One ball, two strikes.
And Tovar wants nothing to do with the breaking ball in the outer half here in this at bat, but she gets another one. She'll have to at least try and protect that outside corner.
Liguria back on the rubber. She gets ready to deliver the 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Great changeup down and in from Liguria, right under the hands of the left-handed hitting Tovar. And that right there is out number two.
That's a Hall of Fame pitch right there if you can throw the breaking ball at the back foot, Ethan. And there Tovar was sitting fastball after two breaking balls to start the at-bat, falling behind 0-2. And Liguria going against the scouting report. You think you start the at-bat with a couple of breaking balls, you'd go with a heater. And she did not do that.
Pitch to the left fielder, Haley Suter. It'll be ball one as Allen misses outside.
Pitching against your tendencies, that can really fool the opposition, especially at the plate.
No score here in the top of the second inning. Liguria trying to work out of another jam. Here in the top of the second, beautiful breaking ball floats over the heart of the plate for one ball and one strike. The Jacks trying to break their goose egg first. Joanna Mullins might not have let off the inning with the double, but she was the second batter up and lined the double into the left center field gap. And now it is up to Suter to try to bring her home as Liguria misses up and out with ball number two.
That's a couple of bats in a row now that Liguria has missed high and away with the breaking ball to both sides of the plate. Want to see her get that pitch down.
The 2-1 pitch from Liguria to Suter fouls it off. But those are one of the fouls as a pitcher. You kind of flinch a little bit. It's the foul straight back because that shows you that they're on it just a little bit underneath it.
Yeah, Suter was on that pitch. Looked like a changeup from Liguria. Maybe go up and in here with a fastball. Rise ball maybe.
The 2-2 pitch is a changeup down and away. Called a ball and counted full.
That's a good spot. It's a good pitch. You have a pitch to waste there. Doesn't hurt to go full. You have a base open.
And the number nine hitter, Isla Haley, on deck. The 3-2 pitch. Line drive, base hit into center field. Schumacher will cut it off, but not until Mullins crosses home plate. And the Jacks take a 1-0 lead here in the top of the second inning. Fantastic piece of hitting by Haley Suter. Being able to barrel up. And we were saying she was on that pitch before the changeup low and away, and she got almost all of that one.
Yeah, she was expecting something over the outside part of the plate. She got it, squared it up. She was on time, too. That's the most important thing.
Now the left fielder, Isla Haley, will dig in. Two outs and a runner at first, and the Jacks have struck first, 1-0 here in the top of the second. Breaking ball misses low and inside for ball number one.
This is an important bat here for Rosa Liguria. Not only do you want to get out of the inning just giving up the one run, but you have the leadoff hitter who hit you very hard on deck.
The next pitch drops from the top of the zone to about the knees to even up the count at one ball, one strike. So the Jacks able to make the most of their opportunity after Mullins hit a double. Suter was able to bring her home, and now Suter's at first base. The 1-1 pitch to Isla Haley, inside corner, called a strike. That's what we were talking about earlier. David Rontos likes that inside corner. Might fool the hitter, and they might think it's a ball, but the only opinion that matters is the one standing behind the plate. The 1-2 pitch, line foul over the Humboldt bullpen down the right field line. Count stays at 1-2.
I'd like to see Liguria bounce something here. Make it look like a strike until about 4 feet in front of home plate and have it just drop off the table.
The 1-2 pitch, she almost does that, but Reyes moving back in left field. She'll corral it, and that will end the inning. So Liguria did almost exactly what you said, but Haley was able to dig it out and send it into left. Reyes backpedaled a couple of steps and was able to put it away. So at the end of 1.5, the Humboldt Jacks strike first. They lead this one 1-0 as you're listening to NC2A D2 softball here on Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. And look at that. Before you can pour yourself a cup of water, we are back here at Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu, bringing you live coverage from Penguin Field. Ethan Estrada and Forrest Hunt.
You're not kidding. I went to grab a drink of water, and you're looking at me like, let's go. They threw down already. We're on to the bottom half of the second inning. Here we go.
And Alyssa Ramirez will dig back in. She was the batter at the plate when Mackenzie Schumacher was thrown out for the first time all season, trying to steal third base. The first pitch from Proctor to Ramirez is a changeup down low. Skips Harris is able to dig it out for ball number one.
Kind of hard to believe Schumacher's one of those players, Ethan, where you say it all the time. If she gets on first via air, walk, hit by pitch, it's almost an automatic double.
The 1-0 pitch to Ramirez, another breaking ball, misses down and in. 2-0. Ramirez, who was a good offensive player for the Penguins last season, coming into this one struggling a bit, and she'll take strike one across the belt. She is only batting 118, and this is a bat that you'd like to see wake up for the Penguins, because when she's right, she is really good for Dominican.
Yeah, this is an important at bat for her to not only start off this game, but start off the day. You get on base in your first at-bat, and you feel really good for the rest of the day, and that one almost came all the way up to the booth.
Proctor tried to throw that changeup, but it got caught in the grip.
I thought we were going to be able to make a play there for the first time this year. Last year we had a couple of foul balls, and we made some good plays up here, that's for sure, and I thought maybe on that 2-1 pitch we'd have another one.
The 3-1 pitch to Ramirez from Proctor misses outside. Ramirez will take her base.
A little too much pine tar, maybe.
Who knows?
They don't use pine tar in softball, do they? I've never seen anybody with pine tar on their bat.
Not even rosin.
No.
Very few players use rosin.
I wonder why that is. You ever thought about that? Why? I mean, maybe you think, oh, well, you know, wood bats, you need something on there. Not a lot of people have grip tape.
Daylon Dennis steps up, bumps it in the air, foul, going over and making a diving attempt was Haley Suter at third base with the ball land harmlessly in foul territory. Dangerous bunt.
Yeah, it was. You know, and that's where you're instructed to pitch. That's a great job by Taylor Proctor on the first pitch, recognizing that Daylon Dennis was scurrying around and throwing a fastball up in the zone. When you're Daylon Dennis, you're supposed to set your bat at the top of the zone when you're scurrying around to bunt. She did that, and it was higher.
The 0-1 pitch, she shows bunt again. She gets it down. Ramirez will go to first base. Dennis is out at first on a successful sacrifice for out number one.
She set her bat at that top part of the zone, Ethan. The first pitch, she threw it above the bat line, so she had to raise it up, inducing that pop-up. That was a great job by Daylon Dennis. Another high fastball there at the top of the zone, just making sure that she got the top half of the ball and deadened it right in front of home plate.
That'll bring up Peyton Mott, the starting right fielder. She swings away at the first one and fouls it off. Good changeup from Proctor right under the hands for strike number one.
How about Mott, freshman year, hitting .286, one of the highest averages on the team. She's driven in 5 this year. So far, a pretty good freshman campaign, I'd say, for the outfielder.
The 0-1 pitch misses up and in, 1-1. And not only has her offense showed up, but we saw it in the first inning. Her defense is nothing to sneeze at either.
No, yeah, and she plays everywhere in the outfield as well. We've seen her in left. We've seen her in right. She's not going to play much of center because that's locked down by Schumacher.
The 1-1 pitch called a strike right down the heart of the plate. Mott was tracking that one all the way in, but at the last second, it broke back into the zone.
It's a great pitch by Taylor Proctor.
So now Mott in a bit of a hole as Proctor has the advantage, but a little bit of miscommunication between the catcher Harris and the pitcher Proctor, and they'll call time to go over signs again.
Keeping track of visits? That's one.
if that rule has some trickle-down effect, which I doubt it does.
No, it does not.
But the umpire, David Rontos, very quickly goes out there to break it up.
Very quickly. Like you said, that was interesting. Harris had barely gotten to the rubber to meet Proctor, and Rontos was hot on her heels to break it up.
The 1-2 pitch to Mott, swinging a pop-up down the right field line in foul territory, and the first baseman, Tovar, is able to stroll over and put it away.
It's a great job by Tovar not being afraid of the sidewall over there right in front of the dugout. She was in front of her own dugout, so they were helping her out, saying you got room, you know, a couple steps. She's on the other side over by the Penguin dugout. Everybody's sitting on the bench just watching almost like there's nothing going on.
Haley Cheek will now dig in. Starting first baseman for the Penguins today. She'll take strike one on another beautiful breaking ball over the outside corner. No balls and one strike. So Proctor seems to have a pretty good command over that breaking ball early on.
Yeah, and that's going to benefit her throughout this game as well. Penguins seem to have been a little confused, unable to pull the trigger. Here's another one.
That one started at the hip of Cheek and ended on the inside black. Gosh. No balls, two strikes.
That's a good curveball for Proctor. She got Peyton Mott to hesitate enough to not pull the trigger, and there, a great pitch, as you said, starting on the hip and breaking it over the inside corner. Your Proctor maybe started away and have it break more away.
And that's exactly what she tried right there, but a little bit up in the zone with the rise ball makes it one ball and two strikes.
It's luck, Ethan, I tell you what.
To have the gift of command?
It's a beautiful thing.
The 1-2 pitch, line foul. Hits the back screen and the count will remain one ball and two strikes. I never had good command because I could never get the ball to get to home plate.
Got to spin the ball.
Spiking knuckleballs all the time.
Yeah, yeah. Spin rate, that's a huge thing. Got to have spin rate.
The 1-2 pitch, try to start it off the inside corner. But that one will end up just a bit low. But she has a lot of confidence in that breaking ball right now.
And she's thrown a couple of good ones here in this inning. And if I were her, I'd throw it back-to-back pitches here if it gets to 3-2. Throw it on the outer black and have it break away from the right-handed hitter.
2-2 pitch. She tries it, but that one got a little bit too much of the plate, and Cheek is able to fight it off. Count remains. Two balls, two strikes.
I'd throw it again. Got to get it down. If your hair is behind the plate, stick that glove in the dirt. Get it down.
The 2-2 pitch from Taylor Proctor to Haley Cheek. Try to go with the changeup, and that's the second one today that she gets caught in the grip and sails it over the head of her catcher, Harris.
Yeah.
And that allows Ramirez to go to third base on the wild pitch.
I don't know if Harris is going to be putting down that three anymore or whatever their signal. Ours was three for a changeup. That's what we had. I don't know how many threes are going to be put down by Harris for the rest of this game. It doesn't look like Proctor has much command over that pitch.
The 3-2 pitch, try to go back with the breaking ball. Muscles a soft liner back to second base. Over to first base, and she's safe as Tovar came off with a bang, and we are tied at one. So a wild pitch, and then a little jam shot over to the second baseman, Danica Greer. Her throw pulls Tovar off the bag, and we're tied. So not exactly how Humboldt did it with the double and a base hit. This was more of a streak of luck for the Penguins.
No, it was, and a lot of English. The pitch was high and in to Haley Cheek. She got it off the handle, and it was just spinning sideways as it got to Greer, the second baseman. A lot of English. Greer had to go back to her right to field it.
And talking from experience as a second baseman, that is not easy. You never want to see that kind of knuckleball come at you.
You have to redirect all your body weight. It's going to the left, and then as soon as it hits the ground, it spins right. You have to redirect. She tried to get it to first in time. The throw was wide. It looked like Cheek was going to reach first anyway, so they may give her a hit there.
I gave her a hit in my book because I thought she beat it. Chinchilla's first pitch fouled away by Chinchilla. That would have been weird. Did she pitch it to herself? No, she didn't. Proctor delivered it. No balls, one strike. So a bit of luck have tied this game up at one apiece as a new softball will be put in play. Because you know that outfield has to be wet. It's been raining the last couple of days. And then the humidity ain't going to help with drying that outfield grass. The 0-1 pitch from Proctor to Chichillo, way outside with the rise ball. One ball, one strike. Chinchilla, the starting catcher, missed quite a bit of games. The four against Azusa Pacific and the two against Concordia Irvine with an injured finger as she fouls that one off. Proctor now in control, one ball, two strikes. She's still batting a respectable 261 on the season. Special as a player. Definitely part of the senior leadership. Has her position nailed down behind the plate. Great defensively. As now Proctor gets ready to deliver the 1-2 pitch. It's in the dirt. It gets away from Harris, and moving over to the second base will be Cheek. So now Cheek will move into scoring position for Chinchilla, hoping to give the Penguins a 2-1 lead. The 2-2 pitch ground foul down the third baseline once again. Just able to get a piece of that breaking ball. So two balls, two strikes. And Chinchilla coming up. Well, she's still up. Trying to give them the lead. The pitch from Proctor is a hard ground ball. Haley will sling it over to first base to get the not-so-speedy Alexis Chinchilla, and that'll do it for the bottom of the second inning, but the Penguins are able to tie it up at one apiece. A little bit of luck, and that's all you need as you're listening to NC2A D2 softball here on Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu.
Tied at one after two. Welcome back. Top of the third. Top of the lineup for the Jacks here on Penguin Radio. Radio.dominican.edu. Hannah Holland, Danica Greer, Michaela Harris against Lauren Percy after Liguria went two innings, allowed one run on two hits, struck out one, did not walk anybody. Lauren Percy's first pitch is a fastball for a called strike on the outside corner to Hannah Holland, and the count is nothing and one.
And Percy and Liguria cannot be two more different pitchers. Percy works in the rise ball, gets the fastball and counts. She'll throw an occasional breaking ball, but mostly an 0-2 or 2-2 counts.
Her 0-1 pitch is a breaking ball low and away, and the count evens at 1-1. Holland reached in the first, hit a hard ground ball to Cheek at first base. It went off of her glove and into right field. Then Holland went on to steal second and was stranded at third base. Liguria was able to get out of that inning. The 1-1 is flailed at and flared out of play off to the left. 1-2. Reyes, Schumacher, Mott, outfield left to right. Ramirez, Waltman, Christensen, Cheek around the horn with Chinchilla putting down the signs. One which Percy agrees with on 1-2. A fastball in the dirt. Two balls and two strikes.
I know Percy wants to try to get a little bit more velocity behind her pitches right now, but it seems like her mechanics are a bit all over the place as she begins to speed up her windup.
Here she is on 2-2, a soft dribbler left side. Ramirez Fields throws the first in time. One out.
Fantastic play right there by Alyssa Ramirez. Not an easy play with the speedy Hannah Holland. She was able to get that ball in the glove. And everybody talks about quick hands. How quick are your hands and with that transfer from glove to bare hand, but right there she did it perfectly, and great stretch by Cheek at first base. First basemen don't get a lot of credit on those nice plays.
They don't. Here's Danica Greer. She lined to Waltman at short. Her first time up. First pitch from Percy's high and away.
And that's that rise ball that Percy started to work into effect a little bit more this season. Really didn't see that a lot last year. It was majority of that slider, but right now it's a lot of that rise ball.
1-0 pitch, line to left center field. Back goes Reyes. She reaches up. She can't get it. It's all the way to the wall. Around first and heading for second. Greer, and she's in with a feet-first slide. One-out double for Danica Greer and a runner in scoring position for Michaela Harris. We're tied at one in the top of the third inning, and the Jacks looking to go out in front. Harris 0 for 1 with a fly out to right her first time up. Greer at second base showcased his speed there on that hustle double. It was a great relay from the outfield. Reyes to Waltman to Christensen all the way into second base, but not in time. The first pitch to Harris, a rise ball upstairs. One ball and no strikes to the catcher, Michaela Harris. Corner infielders playing in. As Percy goes into the windup on 1-0, a fastball for a strike on the inside corner, and we're even at 1-1.
And it's interesting right here, Percy kind of pitching backwards for softball. You don't really start off an at-bat with a rise ball. You usually like to start it off with either a changeup or a fastball, but right there she decided to throw the rise ball for the first pitch and then the fastball down and in for the second pitch.
Percy on 1-1. Curveball misses way outside. 2-1 to the three-hole hitter, Michaela Harris. Tied at one. The Jacks got one in the second, and the Penguins answered with one in the home half of the second. Percy, the right-hander, agrees with Chinchilla. The 2-1 pitch popped up. Right side of the infield, Haley Cheek all alone makes the catch. Two outs.
And that right there was a fantastic rise ball. Inner half of the plate, got her to pop it straight up, and that's when a rise ball is good, that's exactly what you'll get. You get a lot of swing and misses and pop-ups.
Juliana Santos is going to come out for a visit. The whole infield there with Santos and other looking at Chinchilla's mask. We saw Chinchilla reach up toward that mask during that at-bat to Michaela Harris. And now Santos has come out, and it looks like one of the straps on Chinchilla's mask is loose. So they'll look to the dugout. Chinchilla needs another mask. That gives us an opportunity to let you know that we will have game two coming up immediately following this one. We'll have about a half-hour break, maybe?
Yeah.
After the conclusion of this one before we start game two. Penguins and Jacks. The Penguins 7-19 so far this season. The Jacks 13-23. So both teams not off to the best start here in 2019, but match up very well against each other here today.
And we're seeing that with the score and then the way the pitchers are throwing. It seems like the Jacks have a little bit more experience in terms of the way that they're lining doubles into the gap. The Penguins manufactured their run by giving exactly what the Jacks gave them, and that's what the Penguins are going to have to do. Their offense really hasn't been very spectacular outside of Maddie Christensen in the leadoff spot, but when your numbers don't look great, you grind. And that's when you try to manufacture runs. Bunt, tag, steal bases.
Play defense. So we're back underway. Chinchilla's got a new mask behind home plate. Runner at second, two outs for Mariah Calamaris. The first pitch from Percy inside. Did it get her on the left leg? No. Boy, it missed her by I don't know how much, Ethan, but it wasn't much.
And that's where that's what I'm talking about. Percy speeding up her mechanics a little bit losing her control. She just needs to settle down and start throwing strikes.
Percy on one ball, no strikes.
And that's exactly what she did right there. She slowed down her mechanics and pitched a beautiful breaking ball over the outside corner.
1-1 to Mariah Calamaris. Runner at second, two gone. Tied at one, top of the third inning. Chinchilla with the new mask behind home plate puts down a sign. The 1-1 pitch is a drop ball on the outside corner for strike two.
Another fantastic pitch. It seems like when she slows down her mechanics to pitch that breaking ball, everything is fluid, and that's what you want as a pitcher. You want repeatable and fluidity in your motion.
Percy out of the windup on 1-2. A slow breaking ball chopped on the ground to short. Waltman bobbles initially, recovers, and throws to first. Inning over. We're through 2.5. Penguins 1, Jacks 1 right here at radio.dominican.edu. Waltman, Christensen, Schumacher, 9-1-2, bottom of the third. We're tied at one. 38 pitches for Taylor Proctor so far in the first two innings. Her first pitch to Waltman is on the ground to short. Mullins reaches down, picks it up, straightens up, and fires the first. One away. Here's Christensen. She grounded to short her first time up. She's 0 for 1. 38 pitches in the first two innings. One pitch, one out for Proctor here in the third.
And that's exactly what you need when you're a pitcher and your pitch count's starting to climb a little bit. You want those one pitch outs.
First pitch to Christensen. Sky to left center. Haley moves over and makes the catch. So just like that, two pitches, two outs. And Schumacher has to be taking at least one pitch in this at-bat. You'd think you don't want a three-pitch inning.
No, you don't. You really need to start to grind here. And that's what we were talking about in the top of the third inning. The Penguins' offense is the kind of offense that you need to grind out. You need to get the bunts. You need to play small ball to try to get things to work. It's not a boom or bust.
Schumacher squares around and takes a fastball on the outside corner, and the count is 0-1. She squared around there, and I was thinking there's no way she's going to offer at the first pitch and bunt it for a possible three-pitch inning as the 0-1 is off the outer edge, 1-1.
And you have a couple of goals as a batter. You never want to strike out, but at least put the ball in play and make the pitcher work.
The 1-1 from Proctor lined on the ground to first. Fielded initially off the glove of Tovar. The flip to the covering Greer is not in time. That'll be an E3. It was a two-hopper right to Tovar to the backhand side. It hit off of her glove and skipped away and just could not recover to get the speedy Schumacher in time. So the Penguins have a base runner with two outs. That brings up Caritza Reyes. Popped up to first. Back in the first inning, the pitch from Taylor Proctor is a curveball outside. One ball and no strikes. Schumacher 11 for 12. Her first time on the bases, stole second and then was caught trying to steal third.
I think she goes right here. This is the second pitch. This is usually when she likes to take her bag. But right here, Harris almost threw her out the first time and threw her out the second time.
The 1-0 pitch is a fastball in the inside corner called a strike. Schumacher bluffed the steal and then retreated to first base. 1-1 the count. We're tied at one here in the home half of the third with two gone. Schumacher at first base. Reyes steps back in a 1-1 count. Proctor looking in, toes the rubber. Here she is with a 1-1. There goes Schumacher, and the pitch is fouled on the third baseline. 1-2. It's brightened up a little bit here at Penguin Field. Still overcast, and now we have a little bit of a chilly breeze blowing through the booth.
Well, that's a cool welcome. Can't say warm welcome. It's a cool
that's
welcome
right.
To this humid day.
Yeah, it almost feels good. Here's the 1-2 pitch, foul down the right field line and out of play.
And
you'd almost say, well, what is it, 61 degrees here in San Rafael. Well, you want a cold breeze? Yes. With the humidity, please.
And if any of you guys know my fashion sense, it's basically just a sweater.
Yeah, you wear a sweater every day.
So the cool breeze is very welcome.
Delightful for you.
Yes, it is.
We have a meeting in the circle between Harris, Mullins, and Proctor. So Reyes will go down and talk to Juliana Santos halfway in between third base and home, halfway up the line. Now David Veratos goes out, breaks up the meeting, and everybody will trot back to their positions. 1-2 the count.
And that right there is just communicating a certain pitcher, getting ready to see if Schumacher's going to try to steal, because the shortstop, Joanna Mullins, was actually involved in that.
The 1-2, there goes Schumacher, and Reyes lines it down the left field line, foul.
I think that had to do with the positioning of Mullins a bit, knowing that the second baseman, Greer, could get over to second base in time to cover the bag on the throw, position Mullins a little bit closer to third base, because so far Reyes is pulling everything foul down the third base line.
Still 1-2, the sixth pitch of the at-bat coming up from Taylor Proctor to Caritza Reyes, and Reyes takes outside 2-2.
And a good job by Schumacher not going on that pitch. That was the perfect pitch for Harris to throw on. She went right back into the throwing motion with the way she received that one.
A 2-2 to Reyes, line to left field. That's down for a base hit. Haley gets to it quickly and holds Schumacher to just one base. So a two-out base hit for Caritza Reyes puts a runner in scoring position for Alyssa Ramirez.
And right here, Ramirez needs to be looking for three pitches because that fourth pitch, the changeup that Proctor has tried to throw has been unsuccessful. You're looking for that breaking ball that starts at the hip and goes across the plate, the rise ball up and away, and just the normal fastball over that inside corner.
First pitch from Proctor is a fastball in the inside corner. 0-1 on Alyssa Ramirez.
So now that you're Ramirez in that box, you kind of scratch that pitch out of her repertoire because she'll probably go with the breaking ball in this one.
The 0-1 goes right back to the inside corner and quickly ahead, nothing in two.
And that was the breaking ball, started at the hip, caught the inside black. So now if you're Ramirez, you're looking for that rise ball somewhere up in the zone.
Schumacher leads from second. She's on second, that is. Reyes at first, the 0-2 pitch. There's the rise ball. Count remains, nothing in two.
I should go buy a lottery ticket.
You should. Schumacher with tremendous speed at second. Reyes with average speed over at first. Ball in the gap would certainly give the Penguins the lead. The 0-2. Breaking ball misses outside. One ball and two strikes to Alyssa Ramirez.
I think that's a setup pitch right there. I think she's going to try to go back on the inside corner with the breaking ball. Start it off the hip. Break it back over the black just to change Ramirez's eye line.
The 1-2 went back to the fastball in the inside corner, and Ramirez fouled it off, lining it foul down the third baseline.
Got that one 50%
right. 50%
right. Called the location.
Is 50% right? Is that right?
No. I called the location. I didn't call the pitch.
Okay.
I think she goes back with the rise ball. You have a couple of waste pitches. If it misses up in the zone, it really doesn't affect you that much.
I agree. I don't think you throw anything over the plate for the next two pitches. Here's the 1-2 from Proctor. Lined up the middle. That's down for a base hit. Schumacher around third. The throw to the plate in time, but no tag. Put down by Harris. And the Penguins take the lead 2-1 on an RBI single from Alyssa Ramirez.
And that right there is what you like to call a cement mixing breaking ball. She tried to throw it over the inside corner, ended on the outside black, but it kind of just spun in the middle of the plate, and Ramirez deposited it into center field, and with Schumacher's speed, even with a great throw by the center fielder, Hannah Holland, she was able to beat it out.
Time is called, and looks like we may have a new pitcher on the side of Humboldt State. We will, and we'll have that for you when we come back. We'll take a short break. Penguins 2. Jacks won on the RBI single by Alyssa Ramirez. Jasmine Hill is the new pitcher for Humboldt, relieving Taylor Proctor, who went 2 1/3 so far, has given up 2 runs on 4 hits. So the Penguins will send Daylon Dennis to the plate. First pitch from Hill is a fastball down low. 1-0 as Dennis hits with Reyes at second and Ramirez at first with 2 away, and the Penguins up 2-1. Jasmine Hill looks in. The 1-0 pitch to Dennis, a fastball inside. 2 balls and 0 strikes, so immediately out of the bullpen, Jasmine Hill finds herself in a hole behind 2-0.
Yeah, if you're Dennis right here, you take until she throws you a strike. Don't foul a ball. Don't swing and a miss. Wait till she hits the zone.
Here's the 2-0 pitch, a fastball right down Main Street. It's 2-1.
And now if you want to swing, you can swing because you know now that she has the ability to throw a strike, which was never in doubt. It's just whether she was warm enough to throw a strike.
Here's the 2-1 pitch to Dennis from Hill. Fastball off the outside corner. 3-1, and Daylon Dennis sitting pretty with 2 away and 2 on for the Penguins.
And that's with that take right there comes with familiarity with the home plate umpire, David Verontos. That outside corner looked like a strike, but knowing that he won't give a lot of give on that side.
3-1 line toward the Jacks bullpen and caught in the bullpen, though, so it does not amount to an out. The count is full, but a nice play down in the bullpen by, looks like that was Morgan Brandt, the catcher. Warming up another Jack in the bullpen. She made a nice play. Gotta love when the bullpen is making plays, paying attention. Here's the payoff pitch to Daylon Dennis from Jasmine Hill. Called strike 3 on the inside corner, and that will end the threat here in the home half of the third, but the Penguins do scratch across a run on a Ramirez RBI single, and the Penguins 2 Jacks 1 after 3 right here at radio.dominican.edu.
You are listening to Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu on 102.3 FM. Ethan Estrada, Forrest Hunt, bringing you live coverage from Penguin Field, where now Lauren Percy will try to nurse a one-run lead. The Penguins took the lead in the bottom half of the third, as now she'll face Carlier, Mullins, and Tovar. In order, the first pitch from Percy misses down low with a fastball for ball one. Carlier, her last time up, lined it down the right field line, and Mott was able to make a handcuff catch out in right field.
It's nice of the sun to join us here today.
It's always nice for the sun to join. The 1-0 pitch, a little bit low off the inside corner with that breaking ball. Two balls and no strikes.
And just as I said that, it tried to go back and hide. It got a little dimmer here at Penguin Field.
At least you don't have the eucalyptus shadows out in right field.
Yeah, not yet.
The 2-0 pitch is at the belt, but called a ball. Three balls and no strikes.
You have Joanna Mullins on deck, who doubled and scored her last time up as well. So this is an important pitch right here for Percy.
The 3-0 pitch from Percy to Carlier. That one's called a strike over the inside corner with a breaking ball. Three balls, one strike.
Big at bat. Percy trying to climb all the way back.
The 3-1 pitch. Percy delivers, swinging a foul ball. Three balls, two strikes. She fights her way back to make the count full.
You fought all the way back. Now you just put her away. Face Joanna Mullins with nobody on base.
That would be a luxury. But right now, Percy needs to focus on the batter at the plate. The 3-2 pitch to Carlier, and she ropes a fly ball deep in the left, and it's off the wall. The throw into second base, not in time. Carlier with a double as Reyes tracked it all the way back at the wall. It hit halfway up and ricocheted down. The relay was not in time as Percy kind of spun that changeup in there.
Yeah, it's a tough play for Reyes in left. She was going back, and the right-handed outfielder with that glove on her left hand reaching over the opposite shoulder trying to make that catch, and she's not a natural outfielder. She is a natural infielder, so that's a tough spot for Reyes with the ball hooking away from her.
Speaking of the sun, it seems like it's not shining anywhere else but the field right now.
Yeah. Look like we have a pinch runner out there for Carlier. Lauren Leip over at second base now.
So now Joanna Mullins will step in. Her last time up, she roped the double over Waldman's head. First pitch from Percy hits the inside corner. No balls and one strike.
Jack's trying to tie this thing up here in the top of the fourth.
So no balls, one strike, a runner at second base in a 2-1 Penguin lead. But the Jacks are threatening with a runner at second and nobody out. The 0-1 pitch from Percy to Mullins misses down and in. Nice block by Chinchilla to keep Leip at second base. One ball, one strike.
Strikeout situation here for Lauren Percy. You have to dig deep, pound the zone. Just throw strikes. Even a ground ball to the left side of the infield will keep the runner at second base.
The 1-1 pitch called a strike. One ball, two strikes, and on deck is Mariah Tovar, the only strikeout victim on the side of the Jacks. Other than that, nobody else has been struck out.
Yeah. Both pitchers pitching to contact, or all the pitchers, I should say, pitching to contact here today.
The 1-2 pitch from Percy to Mullins. Ground ball, second base. Christensen fling it over to first for out number one.
That's a terrific at-bat by Joanna Mullins, seeing the pitch low and away, making sure that she doesn't roll over and chop it on the ground to the left side. She stayed behind it. Hit a nice ground ball to second base, move the runner over. That's textbook.
And that was a productive out for Mullins. She doubled her first time, hits a productive out this time, as now Tovar will dig in to face Percy. Ramirez will have a little conversation, probably about trying to hold the runner close to third base.
Yeah, they're going to pull the infield in, it looks like. Waltman and Christensen, the middle infielders, are even with the base paths.
And Ramirez playing at about the top of the circle, which is kind of scary in softball with how hard they hit the ball as Percy hits that outside corner. for strike one.
The only thing going for Ramirez right now is that Tovar is a left-handed batter, so Haley Cheek in some danger if Tovar really gets around on a pitch from Lauren Percy. You're talking about base path 60 feet away, Cheek over at first, right now about 5 feet maybe in front of the bag, and as she steps in, as the pitch comes to the plate, she'll be about 10 feet off the bag.
Hard ground ball fouled right behind the on-deck circle. Just getting out of the way was Haley Suter. No balls, two strikes. And a big situation right here for Lauren Percy against Haley Tovar. Against Mariah Tovar. The 0-2 pitch, swing and a pop-up. Foul, and on top of the Penguin dugout down the third baseline. Ramirez looked like she'd run through a brick wall to go and catch that one.
Yeah, Tovar willing it out of play. Can't pop up with a runner at third and less than two outs on the infield.
This is one of those situations where anything but a strikeout and pop up will get the runner home.
Pretty much, you might even challenge on a slow grounder.
The 0-2 pitch, ground ball, fouled. Back and out of play. Count will remain at no balls and two strikes.
Good thing for Lauren Percy here in this at-bat. She's been around the strike zone. Four pitches. She's ahead 0-2. A lot of foul balls here, which means Tovar is on him, but Percy is around the strike zone.
The 0-2 pitch to Tovar. Flicks it out and almost hits Lipe at third base with that line drive down the third base line. Count will remain no balls, two strikes. So Tovar getting plenty of barrel on the bat. I mean, getting plenty of barrel on the ball, but just hitting it foul.
I think if you're Lauren Percy, you go back to that pitch away. She just left it at the belt. Bury it. Make Tovar reach.
The 0-2 pitch to Tovar. Soft line drive, base hit, and this game is tied once again. Mariah Tovar delivers with an RBI single. That's all you needed, was a soft line drive that found some grass. And just like that, we are all tied up at two again as Haley Suter will check in with one out and a runner at first. The first pitch from Percy to Suter. There's a strike over the outside corner and a nice fastball that found the zone.
Suter already has a hit in an RBI in this game as well. She's dangerous in the 8-hole.
The 0-1 pitch, swing and a soft ground ball back up the middle. Percy couldn't get it, flipped to second base, and they got her. So Tovar not fast enough to beat out that little roller to second base. Nice play by Waltman and Christensen to get the feed done and get the out.
Almost weren't sure if Waltman was going to go to second there. A slow roller back up the middle. Percy may or may not have gotten a piece of it. Waltman had to charge very quickly and underhand flip almost, 180 degrees behind her to the second baseman, Christensen.
Fastball. Was that a strike or a
ball? Well, it was a strike from up here, but not in the view of David Veratos, it looked like.
That was called a ball.
Yes.
And
that's a short way of saying it.
To tell you the truth, as a middle infielder, when the pitcher goes for a ball, hate it.
You're hoping they don't touch it.
High fly ball in the left. Reyes is underneath it to put it away and end the inning. But Humboldt does not want to give up, and the Penguins don't want to give in. We are all tied at two as you're listening to NC2A D2 Softball and Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. Welcome back to Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. We are all tied up at two apiece here in the bottom of the fourth, and the Penguins coming up to bat. It'll be Mott, Cheek, and Chinchilla up for the Penguins. So Lori Lipe will stay in the game. She'll move over to right field. So she'll stay in the game after she pinch ran for Carlier. The The first pitch from Jasmine Hill to Peyton Mott is a fly ball, and Leip will be tested early. Into right field, she'll put it away with ease for out number one. And that never fails. Every single time you enter a game, you don't really want the ball to find you, but it always does.
Don't you want the ball to find you? No?
No.
Oh, all right. You got to want the ball in every pitch.
Unless it's a big situation and you're not confident in your ability.
Or if you're Ethan, apparently. You don't want the ball hit to you, ever.
The 0-0 pitch hits the inside corner. Call a strike.
In that case, is anybody needing Gatorade? I'll run to the store and you can just take me out now.
There was a couple situations, big moments where I caught myself praying, like, God, please, hit it to John, hit it to John. The 0-1 pitch is a ball down low. One ball, one strike. And that pretty much sums up my career.
John probably wanted the ball hit to him.
The 1-1 pitch from Jasmine Hill. Swing and a miss. A good breaking ball on the inside half of the plate. Gontcheek way out in front. One ball, two strikes.
That's a great pitch. Going inside. Cheek fisted a ball out to second, her first time up.
And swing and a miss. Ball in the dirt. Fantastic pitch from Jasmine Hill, burying that curveball for out number one. Luckily, my broadcasting career is completely different than my baseball one.
Give me the call, coach. I'll call the game-winning shot, hit, score, whatever it is.
As Chinchilla will dig in, she'll take strike one over the inside corner.
I can tell you have much more confidence here in the booth than you would out on the field if a ground ball were hit to you.
Hey, if people don't like me, at least I don't have to hear it. The 0-1 pitch is a ball down low. One ball, one strike as Hill bounces the fastball in there.
Everybody loves you, Red.
Two to two here in the bottom of the fourth inning. The Penguins just trying to get a base runner as Chinchilla takes the ball that was at her face and fouls it down the third baseline. One ball, two strikes.
I think I can say with full confidence, Ethan, that if she didn't foul it off, it may have hit her square in the chest.
Yeah, not a lot of control on that rise ball.
That's
a
heck of a job by Alexis Chinchilla to get the barrel to that ball.
Plenty of hand-eye coordination, which you really need as a catcher. You can't be a successful catcher without good hand-eye coordination. You can't be good at this sport without good hand-eye coordination. Baseball and softball are probably the sport that requires the most skill. Less about the athleticism and more about the skill of the game as Chinchilla ropes a line drive into left and moving over as Isla Haley to put it away and end the inning. She hit it on the screws, but unfortunately it was right at somebody. And
hit
that is
on
just
the
a
screws. Where does that come from?
I don't know, but
we can talk about it next
that
inning.
That saying's ancient. As you are listening to NC2A D2 softball, all tied up at two, hit it to the top of the fifth.
Top of the fifth inning, 1-2-3. Against Lauren Percy, it'll be Hannah Holland, Danica Greer, and Michaela Harrison. It seems, Ethan, that we have a answer to where hitting it on the screws comes from, thanks to our statistician here in game one, Soren O'Connell. First pitch from Lauren Percy to Hannah Holland is down low, one ball and no strikes. It says hitting it on the screws, it was a phrase that was derived from playing golf. It's referred to a well-executed shot because the old woods had screws in them as Percy fields the comebacker and flips the first one away. The old woods golf clubs had screws in the middle, so if you hit it on the screws right in the sweet spot of the golf club, you'd more than likely hit a good shot because it was right in the middle of the head of your wood.
Well, that is baseball borrowing from other sports again.
We like to do it on Penguin Radio.
A
bunch. We like to steal from other sports, and well, so does the game of baseball and softball. First pitch from Lauren Percy misses. Couldn't tell you where, though. One ball and no strikes.
David Rontz is a strike zone, definitely one of the smallest in the Pac West. But once you find that inside corner, he'll definitely give you a strike.
There it is, the 1-0, fastball in the inner half, 1-1.
I'm on fire today. I really need to go buy me that lottery ticket.
You should just leave now. I mean that in the kindest way possible. 1-1 to Danica Greer with one out. And most thanks to Soren O'Connell, our acting statistician here in game one. The pitch from Percy, fouled at the plate off the foot of Danica Greer, 1-2.
And that's where pitching inside will give you a lot of help. It's harder for them to get the barrel to the ball. They're going to hit it more closer to the handle, which will lead to soft ground balls and maybe your occasional pop-up.
Firewood. There's another one.
There you go.
Percy looks down in the glove, takes a deep breath. Home with a 1-2, high and away.
Well, they are Lumberjacks.
Wow, we're just on a roll here in the top of the fifth inning with the score tied at 2. There's a lot of sayings, if you will.
At least they don't chop at the ball.
Oh, 2-2 pitch from Percy, down low. The count is full.
I could do this all day.
Michaela Harris is on deck, we know. Percy looks in. The payoff pitch. Popped up, right side, Cheek coming in, calling everybody off, and makes the catch for the second out.
Percy was able to saw that one in on the hands. There you go. Another one.
Here's Michaela Harris, the three-hole hitting catcher. I'm ignoring you to the best of my ability. You're going to get a lot of feedback on Twitter today.
Oh, I'm sure.
What is it? E.E. Estrada 7?
Oh, my personal one?
Your Twitter.
G. Estrada.
Oh, G. Estrada 7. So if you like his puns, let him know. And if you don't, let him know. 0-1 as Michaela Harris swings through a fastball up in the zone.
She cut through that one. Come on now.
Oh, my God. Percy looks into her catcher, Chin-Chi, on the 0-1 pitch, lined on the ground up the middle. Waltman dives, and it's through for a base hit.
I got nothing on that one.
They're using metal bats. You can't say she got a lot of wood on it.
Nope.
Two gone runner at first. For Mariah Calamaris. Chop back to the pitcher. Percy did Hannah Holland for the first out, and then Danica Greer popped up to Haley Cheek in foul territory on the right side before the Michaela Harris two-out single. There she goes, first pitch fouled, out of play, off to the right.
Mott attempted a headlong dive in foul territory and almost came up with it.
0-1 the count on Mariah Calamaris. Michaela Harris was off and running on the pitch, so we'll see if she's going once again here on 0-1. Chinchilla stands up, gives a hand signal to her pitcher, Lauren Percy, and now back in the squat. Percy on 0-1, lined into right at Peyton Mott, who makes the catch, and that retires the side. No runs across on one hit for the Jacks here in the top of the fifth. Due up for the Penguins, Waltman, Christensen, Schumacher, 9-1-2. We're tied at 2 through 4.5 right here on Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu. Ooh, 9-1-2, Waltman, Christensen, Schumacher here in the home half of the fifth, tied at 2, game 1 of 2 here on Penguin Radio today as we welcome in Humboldt State for a doubleheader. The first pitch to Alyssa Waltman from Jasmine Hill is inside with a fastball. 1 ball and no strikes.
And Waltman, just like Ramirez, another one of those players who is struggling a bit offensively, but when they get going and they can carry your offense. Waltman has a ton of power.
1-0, breaking ball misses inside. 2-0, that's that breaking ball that we've talked about today. You start it at the hip and break it over the inside part of the plate. Hill tried that there and missed by inches. Hill downhill with a 2-0. Waltman cuts through it, and it's 2-1.
It's not really a hill, though. It's a circle.
Yeah, I know. Force of Habit. My apologies. Jasmine Hill on 2-1 to Alyssa Waltman. Lined to second. Greer makes the catch. One gone. Waltman didn't hit it all that hard. He got it off the handle. So with one away, in climbs Maddie Christensen. 0-2, grounded to short and fly to left. Hill looks in. Center fielder Holland shading toward left center for Christensen to pull. The fastball misses inside. One ball and no strikes on Maddie Christensen, the Penguins' second baseman. The 1-0 from Jasmine Hill. Lined into right field, that's down for a base hit. Maddie Christensen with her first hit of the game. She's 1-for-3, and here comes Mackenzie Schumacher. Singled her first time up, an infield single. Then reached on an error by the first baseman, Tovar, and scored back in the third inning. Christensen at first with one out. Third baseman Suter way in at third. The first pitch to Schumacher is a fastball outside and low.
Hill worked very efficiently in the bottom of the fourth inning, but right here the Penguins being a little bit more patient. That's definitely going in their favor because Hill likes to bounce that fastball.
1-0 on the ground up the middle. Diving is Mullins. Glove flipped to second for one, and that's all they'll get. Two outs as Maddie Christensen is forced down at second base, 6-4 the putout. That brings up Caritza Reyes. Reyes is 1-for-2, singled her last time up after popping up in the first inning. She now has the speedy Schumacher over at first and two gone here in the bottom of the fifth.
A ball down the right field line or a ball into the left, the right center field gap could definitely score a run.
First pitch swung on and it hit Reyes. And they're going to give her first. Schumacher was off and running on the pitch. Reyes is going to run all the way down the right field line and now make her way back. And Skylar Brown, the field umpire, has moved over to the left side of the infield as if she was hit by the pitch and didn't go around, and they appealed to Brown, who said yes she did, and she most certainly went around. Just a quick.
It's one of those tough luck situations of baseball and softball. Even if you get hit by the pitch during a swing, it counts as a strike because you swung at the pitch.
Most certainly a strike. The count is 0-1 on Caritza Reyes, and I don't know if she was trying to get away with the hit-by-pitch there. Running all the way down the right field. She probably ran 130 feet down the right field line after being hit by the pitch. But she did swing. So the count is 0-1. Schumacher back at first with two gone. The 0-1 pitch from Hill. Reyes fights it off. Nothing in two. Alyssa Ramirez on deck, 0-2 the count to Caritza Reyes with Schumacher at first after Maddie Christensen was forced down at second base. The 0-2 pitch to Reyes, taken outside and low. One ball and two strikes.
And it seems right now that Jasmine Hill is more of a north and south pitcher, less of east and west. He likes to attack the top and the bottom of the zone.
Here she is on 1-2 to Reyes, the pitch. On the ground, left side, fielded by Suter. She throws across, and that'll end the inning. Penguins threaten here in the fifth, but cannot score. We go to the top half of the sixth, tied at two. 5-6-7 hitters coming up for Humboldt right here on Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu.
You are listening to Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu, and it's just my luck for the third time Then I come on to play-by-play. I get Carlier, Mullins, and Tovar. Fantastic. Hey, at least it's easy on the names.
Consistency is key. And I'll leave it there.
As Percy gets ready to deliver her first pitch to Carlier, and it is a ball up high. This is at the top of the zone. One ball, no strikes. Last time up, Carlier doubled over the head of Waldman, took a hanging changeup.
Yeah.
And got herself into scoring position where she was pinch ran for. The 1-0 pitch misses outside with another breaking ball. Two balls, no strikes. And it's almost eerie how similar these last inning. I mean, the last time Carlier was up against Percy to this time, both times started off with two balls, and hopefully the end result isn't the same.
Yeah, Percy was able to work her way all the way back to full in that at-bat before leaving that pitch up.
2-0 pitch is a fly ball, shallow, left center field. Reyes is underneath it. She'll put it away for out number one. So started off the same but ended completely different. And that'll bring up Joanna Mullins. Mullins is 1-for-2 on the day. Doubled and scored back in the second inning and grounded out to Maddie Christensen at second base back in the fourth. Mullins, a dangerous hitter, and we've seen that, by the way. Not only did she hit that double, but by the way, she's played a defense, but here she lines one into the right center gap, ranging over Mott. She'll put it away for out number two.
Really impressed by the freshman Peyton Mott playing both corner outfield positions this year. Played exceptionally in right so far here today.
And it's not like she's had minimal play out in right field today. She's had at least seven hit out to her. Or five.
Yeah, she's had fly balls. Five fly balls that she's caught so far, not to mention the ones that have gotten out to her via hits or errors, as you mentioned.
The first pitch misses low from Percy to Mariah Tovar, 0-for-2, struck out and grounded out to short. In hit a fielder's choice to short, she'll swing and a miss at that one. Might have gotten a piece of it to foul tip it, but nonetheless, the result is the same with an even count at one ball, one strike.
I think she did get a piece, and it got David Veratos on the mask.
That's the hardship of being an umpire. All the wear and tear that you get, not only on your knees, but then when you get foul balls back to your mask, the 1-1 pitch is flied foul and out of play.
You did your share of umpiring, Ethan. Did you ever catch one of the mask unobstructed?
No, I was always a field umpire.
Oh.
I've had plenty of parents yell at me because that's an occupational hazard.
Maybe if they get too mad.
The 1-2 pitch is swung on and missed. A beautiful breaking ball started in the right-handed hitter's batter's box and caught the outside corner of the plate, got Tovar way out in front, and that's how the top of the sixth inning will come to an end. We head to the bottom of the sixth, all tied up at two, as you're listening to NC2A D2 Softball on Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. Country Sunday continues as you're listening
to
Penguin.
That is Dire Straits, man. Don't you dare classify them as country.
Well, either way, it's music that I do not listen to. As you're listening to Penguin Radio.
That is not the way you do it.
Radio.dominican.edu.
My goodness.
I don't listen to a lot of music.
No.
At all.
I know.
Yep.
So still. Come on.
Alyssa Ramirez will dig in to lead off the bottom of the sixth inning as Jasmine Hill misses almost way inside, almost hit her. Ramirez is able to spin out of the way and just take it harmlessly as ball one. Dennison Mott to follow for sure here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Hill's next pitch misses down low. Two balls,
sure?
No strikes. I'm pretty sure.
Pretty sure?
If I know the rules of softball correctly, I'm pretty sure.
Sun's back.
It's always a welcome sign, especially with this cool breeze.
Yeah.
2-0 pitch misses down low with another breaking ball. 3 balls, no strikes. And this is one of those situations where you yell out from the dugout, don't swing.
Don't swing.
You're tied at 2 in the bottom of the 6th. You just need base runners. And right there, she didn't swing and takes a breaking ball over the heart of the plate.
Yeah, you maybe take till you get 2 strikes and look down to 3rd and put it in a box. It has to be a 4-inch by 4-inch box for you to swing at it right here.
And it has to be your pitch. The 3-1 is inside, and Melissa Ramirez works her 2nd walk of the game. She's actually had a quietly good game, has walked twice and has had an RBI single for Ramirez today.
Yeah, we talked about it coming in, hitting 118. Has to have a good first at bat. Have a good first at bat. Build that confidence for not only this game, but throughout the day. You're playing a doubleheader. And she's done that.
Dennis will come up, definitely a threat to make this a 4-2 ball game. And she'll take that pitch inside for ball one. Hill knows that Verontos likes to call that inside strike, but she's trying to inch her way into that strike zone. The 1-0 misses down and away with another breaking ball. 2 balls, no strikes. This is one of those situations where Dennis and Mott on deck, they need a take until she throws a strike. She's only thrown 1 strike so far in this inning. That's 6 balls to 1 strike. So 2-2 here in the bottom of the 6th. If the Penguins were to score, all they'd need would be 3 outs in the top of the 7th. And if they don't, well, things are going to get really interesting.
Yeah, this is a good inning to scratch one across right here.
Penguins just trying to collect some base runners to put pressure on Jasmine Hill in the circle. She pitches a fastball right at the knees. Called a strike, 2 balls, 1 strike. She'd been trying to attack the Penguins hitters with a lot more breaking stuff and finally went with the straight fastball, and it was called a strike. The 2-1 pitch, another breaking ball misses up and in, 3 balls and 1 strike.
I need to take again here if you're Daylon Dennis.
Dennis batting .288 on the season, but her claim to fame in this Penguin lineup is her 3 home runs with 15 RBIs.
Sitting on one pitch here.
The 3-1 is in the dirt, ball 4. So the Penguins mounting a little bit of a rally. There's that old saying in playoff baseball, a walk is a rally.
Where'd that one start?
No idea. Probably in the playoffs.
Probably.
In the 80s.
Probably. It seems like a lot of the sayings started 70s, 80s. Well, we remember.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Been around
late
a long,
90s kids.
A long time.
Mott takes the first pitch fastball over the inside corner, called a strike.
Different situation here. Now you're behind 0-1 after a lot of balls being thrown this inning. Peyton Mott, you have to do a job here. Lay one down. Move both runners into scoring position.
The 0-1 pitch from Hilda Mott. She shows bunt. She pulls back, and it's taken for a ball. A healthy lead by Alyssa Ramirez over at second base, but no one was there to cover for the back pick. If not, Harris, we've seen her. She has a good arm. That
yes.
would have been out. So dangerous right there by Ramirez, but nonetheless, it's 1 ball, 1 strike with runners at 1st and 2nd and nobody out in a 2-2 tie. Hill delivers, swing and a miss. Beautiful breaking ball right underneath the hands.
Interesting they'd go away from the bunt there. I still think that your best chance, you know, the probability tells you if you lay a bunt down and get runners at 2nd and 3rd with 1 out, you have the best chances of scoring a run.
And now in a 1-2 count, Mott still showing bunts. Hill pitches, swung on and laced, foul, out of play over the third base dugout, the visitor's dugout, Humboldt's dugout. Count remains 1 ball, 2 strikes. Mott batting .286 on the season, no home runs, 5 RBIs. But she does have about 2 doubles as she swings and grounds one to 3rd. Step on 3rd, throw to 2nd base, and she's safe. Haley Suter with the smart play, getting the ground ball, stepping on her back, trying to start what looked like the around-the-horn triple play, but the throw was too high for Danica Greer to handle as she came off the bag, and Dennis is safe.
Skylar Brown was going to punch her out at second base. He had it. He was halfway there before he let up and went, nope, safe. And our statistician of the game, Soren O'Connell, was over here, you know, very animated to my right.
Haley Cheek steps in. She takes ball one outside. Cheek batting 212, but she has five RBIs on the season. On deck is Alexis Chinchilla. Hill trying to work out of the jam. The 1-0 pitch misses out. Foul ball. One ball, one strike. What am I talking about?
What game are you watching, Ethan?
Well, the pitch did miss up and out. It's just Cheek decided to
You were anticipating a take there, and I don't blame you.
So one ball, one strike with the one out and runners at first and second. The pitch from Hill is fouled back again. One ball, two strikes. All Cheek needs to do is put the ball in play.
Yeah, and here's where Peyton Mott swinging at that 1-1 pitch really takes a toll. Instead of having second and third and one out, you still have first and second and one out, and Cheek needs a base hit to score that run.
Dennis at second. Average speed at second base. Mott at first base is showing good speed as Cheek takes a changeup in the dirt. Two balls, two strikes. As time will be called, head coach Juliana Santos will come out and have a chat with the home plate umpire, probably getting a pinch runner. And that it is. It'll be Keely Bolin checking in for the Penguins and jogging down to second base.
Smart by Santos. Dennis isn't slow. But Bolin, for sure, is quick. Quicker than fast. That's Keely Bolin. So,
pulling out all of the fun stuff today, guys.
Yeah, we only have a limited amount of time, so you got to pull it all out.
The 2-2 pitch to Cheek is swung on in a high chopper. The second baseman, Greer, will throw over to first base to get the out, but a productive out for Haley Cheek will move the runners over to second and third. With 2 outs.
I couldn't help but watch Bolin the whole way. Hard 90, hard 60, if you will, on the softball diamond. Rounded third very hard, was held up over at third base. And, you know, with a high chopper like that, and you never know, it's a tough play for the second baseman, Greer. She throws it away. Bolin rounding hard. She could score easily.
So runners at first and second and 2 outs for Alexis Chinchilla. The first pitch is up and away for ball one. On deck is the shortstop, Ellie Waltman. Penguins trying to scratch across a run and break this 2-2 tie. The 1-0 pitch from Hill to Chinchilla misses outside, two balls and no strikes. And this could be a situation where, just looking at the stat sheet, Chinchilla batting 261, Batman? Did I just call her Batman?
You did.
Either Waldman batting 160. This could be a situation where you pick the batter that you want to pitch to.
You have an open base. You're absolutely right.
The 2-0 pitch. Shannon looked like it might have hit Chinchilla, but it misses inside. Three balls, no strikes. Just like we were talking about, Waldman and Ramirez, the two batters that, if they get hot, there are two bats that can carry the offense. Waltman with a ton of power on deck. The 3-0 pitch is ball four. Misses down and in. The bases are loaded and 2 outs for Allie Waltman. And Jasmine Hill might have intentionally pitched around Chinchilla, but if she wasn't, her control has not been the greatest here in inning number six.
Well, I'm going to go with the latter part of that, the control maybe not being the greatest. That's a third walk this inning. Though, like you said, it makes sense to maybe pitch around Chinchilla, but third walks this inning for Jasmine Hill.
And she catches the top of the zone with a good curveball for strike number one on Allie Waltman. Waltman has one home run on the season. She hit it out in Hawaii. Maybe with this more humid weather, she can catch one and send it over the fence. A little chopper hits a third. Suter to first in plenty of time. And that is how the inning will come to an end. the Penguins unable to come out with the big hit. And we are all tied up at two, headed to the seventh inning. Well, this is going to get weird. So let's enjoy it while it lasts as you're listening to Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu.
Putting some green in a coffee can.
You're a power stroke, diesel backhoe riding, king of beers, 18-wheeler drive.
We're back here in the top of the ninth inning. Top of the seventh inning. I got your syndrome, whatever that is. Top of the seventh inning. I'm thinking this is the last chance for both teams. Automatically thought of the ninth. No. Seventh. Tied at two for the Jacks. 8-9-1. Suter, Haley, Holland against Lauren Percy. And she needs to hold him here to give her Penguins a chance in the bottom half.
And this right here was a coaching decision. Juliana Santos decided to kind of use the opener for this one. Pitched Liguria only two innings. But you know you can get a good five innings out of Percy. And that's exactly what they got so far. Five innings of one-run ball.
And since we had Liguria start and Percy here finishing, or so it seems, we can only imagine that we may see Allie Waltman to start game two. Santos does have a lot of options as Percy deals inside to Haley Suter. One ball and no strikes. Suter one for two, a RBI single in the second. Reached on a fielder's choice in the fourth.
And right there, Percy just sped up her mechanics too much, trying to get a lot behind that pitch. Lost the feel of control. It's when she slows her mechanics down and makes sure that everything is in tune that she delivers fantastic pitches.
Here's her 1-0. Over the inside part of the plate for a strike, 1-1.
That's exactly what I'm talking about. That time she stayed within herself. She stayed composed in her mechanics, and she delivered a perfect fastball over the inside corner.
Percy looks into Chinchilla on 1-1. Foul down the left field line. One ball and two strikes on the right-handed hitting third baseman Haley Suter. One for two so far. Percy in her fifth inning of work. They're coming in the third. Relieving Rosa Liguria. Into the windup goes Percy. The 1-2 pitch, a breaking ball just below the knees. 2-2.
And that was a really good 1-2 pitch. That right there, you're not going to get anything more than a swing and a miss. Maybe a ground ball. But that right there was a perfect 1-2 pitch. You have a couple pitches to waste, so why not try to bury one in the dirt?
Here's the 2-2 from Percy. Fisted on the ground, right side, cheek, back, hands, runs over, steps on the bag. Three unassisted to start the top of the seventh. One in the second, one in the fourth for Humboldt. One in the second, one in the third for the Penguins. As Isla Haley climbs into the right-handed batter's box with one away. Rests the bat on the shoulder, looks out to Percy. First pitch off the inside corner. One ball and no strikes. A lot of the time you'll see David Verratos call that pitch a strike, but Chinchilla was set up away. Could not steal the strike on the inside corner there, and it's 1-0. Percy's 1-0 pitch. Drop ball in for a called strike. That evens the count at 1-1. Corners a step in front of the bag. Middle infield, normal depth, outfield straight away. For Haley, the pitch is fouled off at the plate. 1-2.
If I'm Percy, you have a waste pitch. I wouldn't go back to that breaking ball down in the dirt because that Humboldt has kind of caught on to that. I think I'd go with the rise ball up and out on this pitch.
See what she goes with here. Agrees on a sign from Chinchilla. Curveball on the ground. Left side, Ramirez Field. Straightens up. Throws the first. Two gone.
Oh, there goes my streak. I was on
it. Should have went and bought a lotto ticket when I told you. Two outs in the lineup, flips back to the top as Hannah Holland steps in from the left side. Percy wipes off the rubber with her spikes. Now toes it and looks into Chinchilla, who's in the squat behind the plate. Ramirez in at third. First pitch from Percy. Holland takes a fastball away. One ball and no strikes. Percy takes a long walk behind the rubber and with a big smile on her face. She thought she had strike one. But as you said, Ethan Veratos not very generous on that outside corner, and now the fastball misses high and it's 2-0. Ramirez still in at third. Middle infield halfway now for the speedy Hannah Holland, the leadoff hitter. 2-0 from Lauren Percy. Misses outside. 3 balls and no strikes.
And this is someone who you do not want on first base. We saw her steal second base very easy back in the first inning.
Danica Greer on deck. 3-0 the count. The pitch from Lauren Percy is up and in, and it wasn't even close. A two-out walk brings up the second baseman, Greer.
If I'm the Penguins, I throw a regular pitch for the first pitch. Second pitch, which is usually when base runners like to steal, I'd pitch out. Try to give Chinchilla her best opportunity to throw it down the second base in time, because Holland has plenty of speed down at first base.
We'll keep an eye on her here. There she goes. She bluffs the steal. And Greer takes. 1 ball and no strikes on Danica Greer. 1-for-3. Line to short in the first. Doubled in the third. And popped up to first in the fifth inning.
Now you have to imagine Hannah Holland's running right here.
You think that's what Chinchilla and Percy are talking about right now?
I think Chinchilla and Percy are talking about the strike zone and where to locate the pitches a little bit more. But if I'm head coach Juliana Santos, I put on a pitch out right here.
1 ball and no strikes. Holland at first after the two-out walk. The 1-0 pitch. Fastball in the inside corner taken for a strike, and Holland stayed put. 1-1 the count.
Yeah, and that's exactly what Chinchilla and Percy were talking about. They're talking about the location of Percy's pitches. She kept missing a little bit high in the zone for Veratos' liking.
There goes Holland. The 1-1 is high. Throw down to second. Nobody's there. It's into center field. Holland still sitting on second base. Did not pop up right away. So a stolen base for Hannah Holland. The pitch was high. 2-1 the count to Danica Greer, hitting now with a runner in scoring position. Lauren Percy's 2-1 pitch hit in the air to left. That sends Reyes back, still going back, and it bangs off the top of the wall. The throw into second is in time. The run did score just barely before Danica Greer was thrown out at second base. So it's a single, 7-4 on the putout to end the inning. The run does score, and the Jacks lead 3-2. So the last chance for the Penguins in the home half of the seventh. Top of the lineup, do up. Jacks 3, Penguins 2, right here on Penguin Radio. One, two, three. Top of the lineup for the Penguins here in the bottom of the seventh. One in the second, one in the fourth, one in the seventh for Humboldt. One in the second, one in the third for the Penguins. It's Christensen, Schumacher, Reyes. 3 hits between the three of them.
Christensen has the ability to tie this game up with one swing of the bat. Earlier this season, we saw her hit 2 home runs in 1 game.
Here's the first pitch from Jasmine Hill. She swings and misses at a fastball above the strike zone, 0-1.
Yeah, that was not a conservative swing. I think she really wanted to tie the game up on that one, but she got fooled by that rise ball.
5 hits for the Penguins so far, 3 from the top 3 spots in the order. The 0-1 pitch, breaking ball misses in the dirt. Ball and a strike to Maddie Christensen, the leadoff hitter.
Not a bad sequence right there by Jasmine Hill. Went high in the zone, got her to swing and the miss. You saw her swing out of her shoes. Why not spike one?
Oh, 1-1 pitch is lined right back to Hill in the circle. She reaches up and snags it. 1 out here in the bottom of the seventh. And that's just reaction.
That right there is one of those where when you see it coming at you, it's not blazing fast. It's kind of like floating in midair when it
overreact gets to you. A little bit. You put your glove up and go, whoa, and then 2 seconds later you catch it. You're thinking, boy, that took a while to get here as Schumacher takes in the dirt and away. one ball and no strikes.
And just like Hannah Holland in the top of the seventh inning, Schumacher, if she gets on first base, definitely a threat to turn this into a big inning for the Penguins. All you need is two runs.
1-0 pitch is outside, two balls and no strikes.
One run to tie, two runs to win.
Two runs to go home, or to send us to game two in today's case. The 2-0 pitch from Jasmine Hill. Schumacher waves at a fastball, fouls it into the glove of Harris, and the count's 2-1. Corners are way in for Humboldt, playing against the bunt. The 2-1 pitch to Schumacher, who squares around and then chops at it and fouls it off to the left.
Schumacher, not really your conventional slap hitter. She'll try it every now and then because she really is just a good regular hitter. She doesn't really need a slap at the ball to put a good ball in play.
2-2 the count to Mackenzie Schumacher. There's a pitch from Jasmine Hill. Popped up left side, left fielder Haley over in foul territory, and she makes the catch. Two gone here in the bottom of the seventh. In steps Caritza Reyes. She's 1-for-3 with a single. Popped to first, grounded to third. And the last chance for the Penguins here in game one, trailing 3-2 here in the bottom of the seventh inning. First pitch from Hill to Reyes is fisted over the first base dugout and out of play. Nothing and one the count. Reyes 241 coming in with a home run and five RBIs. She could use a big swing here. The 0-1 pitch is popped up right side. First baseman Tovar behind the bag makes the catch. And that's the game here in game one. Three to the final here in game one. The final line score, first for the victorious Jacks out of Humboldt State. Three runs on seven hits, one error. They leave five on base. For the Penguins, two runs on five hits, one error. They leave seven.
And that's the big thing about today, about the first game today, is the big hit. That's what you need to be successful. Even if you play small ball, you need that big hit in order to win games. And unfortunately, the Penguins, in all of their situations, couldn't get that one hit.
Good matchup, just like we anticipated it to be before arriving at the park today. These two teams pretty evenly matched coming in, and a close game 3-2 final, just as we'd expected.
Yeah, and it all started off with the pitching on both sides. Proctor and Hill on Humboldt pitched fantastic in their short work in the second and third, and then Percy came in, gave five really good innings of relief, five innings and only two earned runs, and Liguria, two innings, one earned run. So the pitch, it was all about the pitching and defense today.
Game two coming up in about 25 to 30 minutes right here on Penguin Radio, so don't go anywhere. We'll be back, and until then, please enjoy some music. We'll be back for game two right here at radio.dominican.edu. Humboldt wins game one by a score of 3-2.
And it burns, burns, burns. The ring.